If you've been a part of the Lord's church for any significant amount of time, then you know that the church is filled with a conglomeration of flawed and imperfect people, folks who have plenty of weaknesses and shortcomings. And it's really easy for us then to look at our brothers and sisters and to see those things immediately, their warts and their blemishes, oftentimes in very bright and vivid detail. And yet, the perfect one, the holy one, the one without a single imperfection, chooses not to look on his people the way that we often do. Listen to what God says through David in Psalm 16 and in verse 3, when he writes, "As for the saints in the land, they are the excellent ones, in whom is all my delight." It is profound to think that God calls his children the excellent, or as another translation says, majestic ones. You know, most of the time, I don't feel particularly majestic. I usually picture the Lord pointing me out to one of the angels and saying, "Look, Gabriel, there's one of my majestic ones." And then I imagine Gabriel saying, "Who? Him? I've seen how that guy acts sometimes, and he doesn't seem all that majestic." You know, let's be honest. Sometimes our brothers and our sisters don't appear so excellent to us. Every church is filled with a motley collection of majestic ones who are struggling with just a whole potpourri of sins and weaknesses and problems. Like, for example, Brother Backslider, that you've spent the whole afternoon trying to encourage, only to have him call you 3 hours later from the pit of despair. Or Sister Backstabber, who whines incessantly that there's no love in the church, even though 25 of her brethren help her move last week. God calls these annoying, sometimes infuriating people his excellent ones. And furthermore, he says in that passage that they are the ones in whom is all my delight. Wow, how is that even possible? Well, the reason God is able to see his children as delightful is because he redeemed us with Christ's blood. He's clothed us with his righteousness. And he is day by day transforming us into his likeness. And since the Father's delight is in his Son, he now delights in his children who are one with that Son. And so the next time that you get frustrated with one of God's weak, flawed, messy people, maybe you need to remember how the Lord sees them. Because if God sees his children as excellent, and if God finds delight in them, then so should you and I. Maybe in short, look for the good in your brothers and your sisters.